Okay, now we are, Be'ez Hashem, going to begin the second parak of Masechta Shavuos. We are up to parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So this brings us back to the first Mishnah in the Masechta, where we said, Yedios Hatuma Shtayim Shein Arba, that Yedios Hatuma is really two that are in fact four. There are four ways that a person who's Tameh has to bring an Olav Yared for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. So two of them are straight out in the Torah, and the other two are not. Nitma V'yadav, a person became Tameh and knew about it, and then forgot about the tumah, v'zachar es hakodesh, but he did realize that he was going into the Beis Hamikdash. Or nelam menu hakodesh v'zachar es hatumah, he did not realize that the beautiful building he was walking into was the Beis Hamikdash, but he did realize that he's tameh. Or nelam menu zavzeh, he didn't know either one of those things, neither that he was tameh nor that he was going into the Beis Hamikdash. V'achal es hakodesh v'lo yada, and he ate something holy and he didn't know about its kedusha. U'mishachal yada, or someone ate after. After he ate, realized that he had done this avera by eating this holy food while he was tameh. Harezabel v'yaret, he's chayv to bring an olav v'yaret. So if he forgot about his tumah but realized that the food is kodesh, so that's straight out of the Torah. And if he forgot that the food was kodesh but he realized that he was tameh, that's not straight out of the Torah. So that's the shtayim shehein. That's the shtayim shehein arba element of it. That not everything is explicit in the Torah. So now the Mishnah tells us two different cases about a Tameh person going into the Beis Hamikdash, one of which is straight in the Torah, the other one is not straight out of the Torah. Nitma v'yada v'nalmi menu tumah. If a person became Tameh, and he knew about it, and then he forgot about it, v'zacharas ha-mikdash, but he did realize that he was walking to the Beis HaMikdash. Nel mimenu mikdash v'zacharas ha-tumah, or he forgot that he was going to the Beis HaMikdash, but he did remember that he's tameh. Or nel mimenu zavzeh, he forgot about both of those things, v'nichnas mikdash lo yada, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and he had no idea, mishayatza yada, and then after he left, he realized, hareza bel v'yari, he brings a karban, ola v'yari. So if he did not know about the tumah, but did realize about the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah talks explicitly about that, and if he did not know about the Beis HaMikdash but did know about the Tumah, the Torah does not talk explicitly about that. So this Mishnah teaches us what the Shtayim Shein Arba are in the Yedios HaTumah. And then Mishnah Beis, Echad HaNichnas Azara, whether someone came into the Azara, Echad HaNichnas HaTosefes Azara, or whether someone came into the Tosefes Azara, annex to the Azara, which also has Kedush Azara. Zara, it's both the same punishment for coming in while you're tummy. Shein mosivin al ir v'azaros, because the halacha is that we don't add to the ear of Yerushalayim or to the azaros el b'melech v'navi v'rum v'tum v'sanhajun shoshim v'echad, unless we have the go-ahead from the Melech, the Navi, the Urim V'tumim, and the Sanhedrin of 71 judges, Ubishtei Todos Uvishir. And you also need two Karbanos Toda, and you need a Shir to go along with it. The Shir of the Levium is Mashir Chanukas Habayis L'David. The Kohanim carry each of these Lachme Toda, and they go to the area where they're expanding the Kedusha, and the Levim are singing the whole time, and that's how they would add on, that's how they would functionally add on to that, to the Kedusha. U'bezin mahalchim shtei todos achreihem, then the Bezin would walk on in with the two Toda, the two Karbanos Toda behind them, v'kol Yisrael achreihem, and then all the Jewish people walked behind the Bezin until they got to the area where they wanted to be in Mekadesh, ha'pnimus nechelz v'achitzon nesrefes, and then the carbon toda, the bread of the carbon toda that was more inside gets eaten, but the one that was more outside gets burnt. It's machlokas in the Gemara which one we consider the more inside one and which one we consider the more outside one. And any time they would try to add on to the azara without doing these things, without having a melech and a navi and an urim v'tumim and a sanhedrin and the carbon toda and all that, well then effectively there's been no Kedusha added, so someone who goes there, even in a state of Tumah, is not going to be Chayiv for going there in a state of Tumah. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we just went through what the Shtayim Shein Arba are about Yedios HaTumah. So the two cases that are mentioned in the Torah, where he forgot his Tumah and either ate kadshim or came into the azara. And then there are two cases that are not mentioned in the Torah where he remembered his tumah, but he didn't realize the food that he was eating was kadshim, or he didn't realize that he was going into the Beis HaMikdash. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that you're chayiv not only for going betumah into the azara, but for going into the tumah, for going betumah into the tosefes ha'azara. And we just defined how we are mosif onto the azara, that there are a lot of requirements. You need a melech and a navi and a sanhedrin and urim v'tumim, and you know, you need all of these things, and they would march in and with the lachmei toda. So we described exactly how they would be mosif on the azara. If they didn't follow protocol, then they in fact were not successful in being mosif on the azara. Okay. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel.